Hello, welcome to BBC Bite Size with the naked scientists, Chris Smith and Kat Arney. In part one, we found out how alleles of specific genes can be both dominant or recessive. Well, now we're going to discuss how inheriting certain gene faults can actually lead to disease. So, Kat, give me some examples of this.
Let's start with Huntington's disease. Now, this is an inherited illness that affects the nervous system. It's caused by a dominant allele, meaning that a person only needs to inherit one faulty version of the gene to get the illness. This does mean that you can only inherit Huntington's if one of your parents actually has the disease. But often the symptoms don't start to show until after the age when people have children, so you may not know. If Huntington's disease runs in a family, people may be offered genetic testing to help them make decisions about having babies that may be affected.
And what about cystic fibrosis?
This is another inherited illness, and it affects the cell membranes in the lungs. This can cause the production of lots of thick, sticky mucus, basically phlegm, that can cause serious breathing problems.
So what actually causes that? Is it an example of another dominant allele?
No, unlike Huntington's disease, cystic fibrosis is caused by a recessive allele. This means that a person has to inherit two faulty copies, one from each parent, to get the illness. This happens if both the parents are what we call carriers, meaning that they have one healthy copy of the gene and one faulty one. But the parents won't have any symptoms of the illness, as they still have one healthy copy of the gene to protect them. Adding up all the possible combinations of eggs and sperm, the chances of their baby having cystic fibrosis are 1 in 4.
Isn't that the same as Mendel got with his pea plants?
Yes, very well spotted. Now, if you breed together two carriers, each with one dominant and one recessive gene, you'll end up with 3/4 of the offspring showing the dominant trait, while 1/4 have the recessive trait. There's also a 2 in 4 chance of a child inheriting one faulty version and one healthy version, meaning that they'll be a carrier themselves. And in the case of cystic fibrosis, parents who are both carriers may decide to have genetic testing done on their embryos to screen out the ones that have two faulty copies of the cystic fibrosis gene.